Our troubles in life are like the growing pains of our youth. Right? They're necessary if we are to arrive at our full stature as sons and daughters of God. They form, mold, and shape our religious character and bring us closer to God if we allow them to do so. Now, for the lukewarm Catholic who gets upset with God because of his earthly sufferings, right, they can do the opposite. A lukewarm Catholic cannot see the purpose and value of suffering because he doesn't have his trust rooted in Christ firmly. As the first reading today says, God may not be seen clearly in the tornadoes or earthquakes or fires, but he is ever near to his children when such disasters occur. He has a purpose in every trial or tribulation which crosses the path of our lives, a purpose always to our eternal advantage, if only we will see and accept his will in these trials. Internal peace can be found in surrendering to the will of God in the moment, trusting that God has a bigger plan in all of this. Father Chizik knew suffering well. He remained faithful and trustful in the midst of his tremendous suffering in the Russian gulag. He wrote a beautiful prayer of surrender that I want to read to you. He prayed, "Lord Jesus Christ, I ask the grace to accept the sadness in my heart. I offer it up in union with your sufferings for those who are in deepest need of your redeeming grace. I surrender myself to your Father's will. I ask you to help me to move on to the next task that you have set for me." I guess you could even simplify this with, "Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Help me to let go and trust in you." You see, faithful submission to the will of God, always and everywhere, in all events and circumstances of life, actually gives great glory to God and freedom to the soul. Surrendering to the will of God even carries more weight with him than long fasts, mortifications, and the most severe penances. God throws curveballs at every phase of our life, but we, by his grace, can learn to accept them wholeheartedly when they come because we know he has a purpose behind them. Though we cannot foresee the storms that will come our way, we can prepare for them by increasing our trust in Christ. So practically speaking, simple ways to do this are by starting and ending our day with prayer. Speak to Christ through prayer and ask him to lead you. Pray that his will be done and offer up everything to him.